we've heard of a bit of an interesting story, a really good story, actually, and it involves you.
Oh, yes, it does.
So you're quite the popular cashier, I hear.
I am. It went out of proportion. I went from being just a regular IGA lady to everybody knowing who I am now.
Oh, wow.
Well, we had to bring you on the line because, I mean, what happened? Tell us.
Cool. What happened was is my landlady, who is a terrific lady, had been planning for this thing for like 2 weeks. And what happened was is she had put a thing on Facebook. I had no clue. If she had 42 people to pitch in $15 to pay my rent for December. And, well, they managed to pay my rent for December. But then when people found out who it was for, it went all out of control. She said within 24 hours, they had enough to pay my rent from December to February. Plus, I got like a whole bunch of gift cards and gift certificates for places in Tabor, and then an extra $500 cash.
Oh, wow.
just from customers alone.
Wow. So what are you going to spend that $500 on?
I actually blew it on a laptop for myself.
Well, there you go. So
bit of an early Christmas present then, eh?
Yeah.
It is, yes. And, you know, I never realized... hi, or how are you doing, or hello in a small town like Tabor goes a long way. I've been living in Tabor for just a little over 2 years, and actually nobody knew who I was until all this went.
You know, it's funny because somebody could be having the worst day and you wouldn't even know it, and then you say hi and it just turns everything around, doesn't it?
You bet.
Exactly, and she made a whole booklet of all these comments that the customers were saying about me, and like she put it in a binder. I got all the cards, you know, and I was having a rough time there for a bit, and just knowing that people in Tabor are happy when they come through my till. They look for my till, actually. That's the thing. They look for me to be at my till just so they can come. Even if I have the longest lineup, they will wait until I get empty, and then they'll come to my till. Even people with their kids that know who I am, because I always say hi to the kids, too, and stuff. So,
well, awesome. I'm going to have to come out to Tabor and find out and have an experience here at this IGA one of these days.
Oh, it's amazing. And then when you messaged me on Facebook yesterday, Jillian, it's like, oh, I got to the radio now, too. And I'm like...
Well, we wanted to get your story out there. That is awesome. So how long have you been actually working at IGA in Tabor then?
Just a little over two years.
Okay.
Wow, you sure made a difference in 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize that till this all happened. So, and my kids are like over the moon. Like my two oldest daughters, I have one that lives here in Tabor and my other one lives in Calgary. And they saw the news thing. They saw the Facebook post after I was asked for it, and they could not believe it. And
their mom is famous.
Yes. Yes, I don't know how they're going to ever live that down.
Well, Stacy, this has been amazing talking to you. Thank you so much for sharing this story with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
No problem. And have an awesome rest of your day and an awesome Christmas season.
Absolutely. Same to you guys as well. Thank you.